This is Kara Hart reporting from Inside the Career Show at the 84th Annual FFA Convention in Indianapolis. And right now I'm at the Monsanto booth with Kim Skinner. And Kim, what's going on at the booth today? There's a lot of exciting things.
We have a great booth this year. The showcase, Kara, is the America's Farmers Mobile Experience, which is our latest farmer advocacy tool. It's a trailer, a semi-trailer that converts into a 1,000-square-foot space. And the focus of the exhibit is really celebrating the American farmer, bringing home the message that by the year 2050, there's going to be 9 billion people on the planet who need food, fuel, clothing. And just the tools and technologies that farmers need to help them do that. So it's a very consumer-focused message. The trailer was launched in March, and we're excited. This is our first year bringing it to the FFA National Convention. And then we've got a few other things. We're highlighting some other advocacy programs, such as America's Farmers Grow Communities. FFA chapters have benefited. Just short of $700,000 have been donated to chapters. Through the Grow Communities program. We also are talking about our brand new program, America's Farmers Grow Rural Education, and then our flagship program that we sponsor with FFA, the FFA Chapter Challenge. So very much going on. We've got some games. We've also got a distracted driving simulator where you can actually get into the Silverado and experience what it is to be a distracted driver. And so all kinds of fun things to do and stop by at the booth.
Can you tell me a little bit about the contest that you have going on?
Yes. So America's Farmers, the different programs we have, I'll talk a little bit about each. Grow Communities is a outreach program focused on putting money back into rural communities because farmers have said, help us in our rural communities. And that program is where any eligible farmer that has at least 250 acres of corn, soybeans, or cotton can put their name basically into a lottery-type drawing, name in a hat. And when we select a winning farmer, that farmer gets to designate a not-for-profit agency that receives a $2,500 donation. And that's the one I referred to. $697,000 have been donated through our previous programs. This is the second full year of the program. Far eligible farmers can register through November 30th. So we've still got basically a month and a half left of registration for that. And we encourage the FFA youth to let farmers know about that program because their chapter could directly benefit from that. And there's a lot of great stories around the different things that have happened with those donations. The Chapter Challenge program is, we piloted this program with the FFA earlier this year, and then we've taken it from a 7-state pilot to a full 12-state program and hopefully continue to grow that. And in those 12 states, what we're asking chapters to do is reach out to local farmers, make connections with local farmers, and those farmers then vote for them. And the chapters that get the most votes, and there are state awards, there are at-large prizes. The grand prize is an all-expense-paid trip, or close to all-expense-paid trip, to a convention next year. Six folks that come, cover hotel and everything, to convention. Plus you get $1,500 to spend with National FFA. So, and there is a whole list of prizes, second prize, third prize. So and that's all on the website, which launched today under, it's just www.ffachapterchallenge.com. And so that's the other program.
You have a lot going on.
We have so much going on, and we're really, really genuinely excited to be here. FFA convention is always one of the highlights of our year because we get to connect so much with youth, and youth represent the future of agriculture. Kids who are so passionate about whether that's going back to the farm or going into an ag career, and how many career opportunities there are for kids in ag these days. Whether you want to be a scientist, a journalist, a marketer, there's so many things, and we need the best and the brightest, and we get to interact with those kids here.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Please stop by the booth. We'll be here all week. Very excited to be here. We also have some folks participating in judging some different events because we sponsor prepared public speaking and ag sales career development events. So please, as you see anyone from Monsanto, say hello, stop by. We're glad to be here.
This is Kara Hart with Kim Skinner of Monsanto reporting from inside the FFA Career Show at the 84th National FFA Convention.